This podcast is brought to you by our new Buy American Support America t-shirt, available now at howiecarshow.com. Click store. A portion of the proceeds go to Help ER Eats. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The vice president is under scrutiny this morning for visiting the Mayo Clinic without wearing a mask.
Oh, no. Oh, the humanity.
Here is your vice president not wearing a mask, touring COVID wards and testing facilities at a huge hospital. No mask.
Wow, so wrong. So tone deaf. I think it's disgraceful.
He must be stopped, held. Destroyed if necessary.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In a tweet that has since been deleted, the Mayo Clinic said it had informed the vice president of the masking policy prior to his arrival.
As vice president of the United States, I'm tested for the coronavirus on a regular basis. And everyone who is around me is tested for the coronavirus.
Why am I not wearing a face mask now? The major reason to wear a face mask is to protect you from infecting you. I had my test yesterday and it's negative.
I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here and look them in the eye and say thank you.
Critics, of course, pointing out a mask doesn't cover the eyes.
Are we being too literal?
No, you fool, we're following orders.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
As you've been pointing out in your podcasts and your town halls and other technological encounters with voters. Technological encounters.
Of the first kind. Sighting.
We'll see who's sleepy.
Technological encounters.
Of the second kind. Physical evidence.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch.
Technological encounters.
Of the third kind. Actual contact.
I had permission to hug Lonnie.
And the kids used to come up and rub my leg down, and I'd love kids jumping on my lap.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show as the nursing home panic of 2020 continues here. And now they've announced that baseball may resume, of course, if President Fauci allows it. He's not convinced that, you know, as chief executive of the United States, he can allow anything to resume. But if baseball resumes, there's not going to be an American League or a National League this year. I mean, come on. I keep going back to the year 1940. I feel like Joe Biden. I'm going back to 1942. We were losing World War II in 1942. They still had a baseball season. They still had an American League and a National League. Not only are they not going to have an American League and a National League, they're not going to have any fans in the stands. Boy, that's entertainment. Huh?
Barbaric.
I don't know. I'm just glad that I'm not. I used to be a pretty big baseball fan. I've kind of lost interest in it over the years. I like the games when they were 2 hours and 5 minutes long. I like 2 hours and 5 minutes a lot more than 4 hours and 5 minutes. But I'd be very disappointed if I were still a big baseball fan. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, we have many guests and new developments today. The impasse continues on Beacon Hill, whether they're going to abolish the legislature. And the Republicans flooded in there, such as they are today, at the informal session, and they outnumbered the Democrats, believe it or not, in the early going. And so Speaker DeLeo, the unindicted co-conspirator, you know how the police commissioner used to put the bat thing up in the sky, the searchlight up in the sky in Gotham City, Batman would come running? Well, the unindicted co-conspirator put the H sign, hack, up in the sky, and all the Democrats ran into the statehouse and outnumbered the Republicans. It's a big mess. And Bad News Baker had his press conference today at the State House, and Worse News Walsh had his press conference at City Hall, and they just, oh, it's just, it's the sky is falling. The sky is falling. 844-500-4242. Yeah, someone says there were no West Coast teams back then. Yeah, maybe that should be the next thing we should do, is we should go back to, what was it, 19, when did the Dodgers leave Brooklyn and the Giants leave the Polo Grounds? That was 1957. Let's go back to 1957. No more teams on the West Coast. No teams west of St. Louis. No teams south of Washington. How about that? We're gonna get, you know, it's all, we've got to do something about this. Oh, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We just keep coming across some of these old Biden cuts. We have new Biden cuts, but we also have some old Biden cuts that we neglected to get. And I just wanted to just give you a couple of them, because these are good ones. Let's play cut number five. This is Joe Biden. You're on the campaign trail or at a debate or some such thing.
Cut five. The president thinks, my friend from Vermont thinks that.
He called Bernie Sanders the president, and then he called him my friend Vermont. Let's hear that one again.
The president thinks, my friend from Vermont thinks that.
He gets confused. You know, sometimes Vermont, New Hampshire, Iowa, Ohio, Nevada, New Hampshire. But sometimes he invents new states altogether. Cut six.
3,900 of them right here in the state of North South Carolina.
North South Carolina. Is that north or south of South North Carolina?
It's right around the Mason-Dixon Cup line.
Okay, here's another one. You know, he had a son named Bo. Okay, cut seven.
My son, the one who, my deceased son, was the Attorney General of the United States, and before that, he was a federal prosecutor in one of the largest offices in the country, in Philadelphia.
Actually, he was the Attorney General of Delaware, which is one of the smallest of the 50 states of the United States of America. Okay. 844-500-4242. Let's have Joe Biden talking about, let's have him mispronouncing another word here today. Cut 12.
So please reach out for help. The hotline can connect you to an emergency shelter. They can help you find a safe place to go. They can provide you to get out of the house safely.
They can provide you. Provide you. And that's how we defeat this disease. Okay? Cut 13.
To work with every state so they immediately increase shelter options, including contracting with hotels and motels to provide shelter. Modifications like sleeping and just to have the idea that we deal with trailers that are available for people as well. You know, we have to also provide immediate economic relief to survivors.
And to trailers. Cut 11.
You know, we have to make sure all survivors of color, immigrants, survivors of Native American survivors, older survivors, those with disabilities, the LGBTQ community survivors, they all need support.
How about the Soul Survivors? That was a great hit from 1967. I'm on the expressway to your heart. Whatever happened to the Soul Survivors? Wasn't that a question in an old Steely Dan song many years later? I don't think Joe Biden could answer that question. He doesn't know about the survivors of color or the LGBTQ2A survivors. All right. Then there are those damn European leaders, especially the female ones. How the hell do you keep them straight? You can't tell the players without a program, right, Joe? Cut eight.
You had people like Margaret Thatcher, you had people like the former chairman and leader of the party in Germany. You had Angela Merkel stand up and say how terrible it was.
Okay, whatever you say, Sleepy Joe. 844-500-4242. I saw a weird thing today. I don't even know what this website is, Theology Corner. And I heard somebody else talking about this, and this was posted last week. And it's by a woman who apparently also worked on Capitol Hill back in the 1990s. And the headline is, "Do I have to vote for a rapist if I live in a swing state?" And the interesting part about this is, she's talking about how they're telling Tara Reid to put some ice on it, basically. That message strikes me to my core because I too was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. And again, this is from Theology Corner. I tweeted this out earlier in the day. But if I go public, will I be called a liar? Will I be accused of being a Russian agent? Will my family and friends be attacked for corroborating my story? Will the media ignore me for weeks, followed by Alyssa Milano going on a podcast to suggest that this is a reason not to believe that it is true? Will the national media attempt to cast doubt upon my credibility? Will those on the shortlist to become Biden's vice presidential nominee remain quiet and hope this blows over? Will half the country brush me aside and claim that at least my assaulter isn't as bad as the current assaulter in chief? So as far as I can see, there is absolutely no incentive for me to come forward. It appears that the Democrat Party and the national media will go out of its way to discredit me as a person and defend Joe Biden, even in the face of two credible allegations of sexual assault. And if so, then, God forbid, my coming forward would only weaken the Democrat nominee, helping improve Donald Trump's chances of being reelected, a scenario which must be avoided for the sake of humanity. So I guess my question is, do I have to remain silent and vote for a rapist because I live in a swing state? Wow. Do you think the sleuths at the Washington Post and the New York Times are trying to find this woman? No, I didn't think so either. Yeah. Theology Corner. .net. And we tweeted out the story earlier today. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
The person in life that's always been in your corner is Mom. This Mother's Day, celebrate her and thank her with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, one day, this is the last day, you can get 24 multicolored roses for $39.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. You can still order after today, but the prices keep going up and up as you get closer to Mother's Day. This is the best deal. 24 multicolored roses for $39.99. Today is the last day that deal will be in effect. So the federal government has finally officially released the photos or the video of fighter jets chasing UFOs and admitting that they're real. 70 years they were stonewalling. One conspiracy theory about the assassination of JFK is that he was assassinated 10 days after he asked the CIA for all the information on UFOs. I mean, I'm just telling you that that's something I learned in researching Kennedy Babylon volumes 1 and 2. But they finally released it, and it ended up on page 832 of all the newspapers. It barely made any websites. UFOs have been officially recognized by the government after the stonewalling for 70 years. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe in UFOs?
I do. Yes, I do.
I'm very surprised at this one so far. 51% say yes.
I thought it would be close, didn't you?
No, I thought it would be more overwhelming. I thought maybe 60-40 in favor of belief in UFOs.
I told this to the mailroom manager today, and she said, "So you believe? Now you believe in stuff the federal government tells you?" And I said, "I said wait. They've been saying for 70 years there aren't any UFOs, and now they're saying there are. So maybe this is like the FBI finally unredacting the documents that prove that they framed Carter Page and Michael Flynn and Donald Trump."
Grace poses an interesting question just off the mic here. She says, "Is this asking, do you believe that there are unidentified flying objects, or do you believe that there are aliens piloting those crafts?"
I think it's both, isn't it?
I think so.
These are, if you read the pilots' accounts of dealing with this, these UFOs go up and down vertically.
But Howie, so unidentified flying object, okay? That could literally be anything in the air that is up there that I can't see and I can't identify. So I believe in that, but I don't believe there's aliens.
What are they chasing? The whatever's in there knows that they're being chased by these supersonic military jets, the finest technology in human history, and they can easily elude them. So who do you think it's? You think it's just some kind of astronomical phenomenon?
No, I just think there's stuff that we see and then they disappear. I don't think it's aliens. I'm not getting
you think
my
it's like swamp gas, in other words.
I just think it's a little bit like, there's aliens to believe that there's these people.
So you don't believe in UFOs?
I believe there's unidentified flying objects, but I don't think there's anyone in the objects, and I don't think there's anyone flying the objects. Like, I could throw a weird pen up in the air. That's an unidentified flying object.
Then you don't believe in UFOs, Grace. Okay. You just said it.
What do you mean?
You could throw something up in the air. That's an identified object.
That's a pen.
Yeah.
But if you threw it up in the air and I didn't know what it was, then that, for me, is an identified flying object. Everything's in the eye of the beholder.
The U.S. Air Force and the Navy are not chasing pens flying through the air.
Oh, they're chasing big pill-like unidentified flying objects. I've heard everything looks like a giant tic-tac with wings.
Grace, why don't you tweet out one of those stories about it that includes the video so people can make up their own minds if they somehow missed it on page A32 of their local newspaper.
From your Twitter or from mine?
No, from my Twitter.
Okay, I don't want to ruin my street cred by tweeting out something about aliens.
Okay, I'll get 200 more followers tonight from doing that, so that's okay. All right. Okay, Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, if you want to get more depressed, you listen to Fauci. If you want to enter the Twilight Zone, you listen to Joe Biden. But Joe Biden did educate us a little bit. What he said, when they screw the taxpayers, it's called economic intercourse.
I know. I know that's probably the Joe Biden cut of the week. And, you know, I was speaking to my friend Vermont, and he agreed with me about that. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Joining us now on the line is the daughter-in-law of the President of the United States, Lara Trump. Lara, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'll apologize in advance. I have two kids and two dogs here with me, so I am quarantined almost. So many people. I'll apologize if you hear me in the background.
That's okay. It won't be a problem, Lara. Listen, how is your father-in-law holding up under this strain?
Well, you know what? You've got to give him so much credit. I think that it's pretty easy for anyone to look at the situation and say, I would never want to find myself in the situation that our president is in right now. You know, you go from 3 years of, you know, economic prosperity unlike anything we've ever seen in this country, record high stock markets, record low unemployment, manufacturing jobs pouring back into this country, et cetera, to all of a sudden being hit with the coronavirus and not only having to be the leader of this country, but really look out for the rest of the world in many cases. You see that we're sending so many supplies to help other countries and doing everything we can to share information all across the world. He's doing pretty well, I have to say. Every time we talk to him, he has a generally happy tone. And, you know, I think he knows, like we all do, we'll get through this one day. We'll come out on the other side. And I think it's more evident now than ever. We need to have a strong leader, someone that understands the economy, someone that understands jobs to get us back on track and better than ever before, like Donald Trump for 4 more years.
Do you ever talk to him about how he handles this nonsense that he has to put up with every afternoon or every other afternoon with the White House press corps baiting him and asking him these preposterous questions and looking for a gotcha moment?
Oh, my gosh. We really are. And I think that what we always say to him is how great a job he does, by the way, at exposing the press and showing that they are not unbiased media, that for anyone that had any questions out there to, you know, what team they're on and who they're rooting for, it is not for the American people. It is not for the president. At every turn, trying to trip him up and get him to say something so that they can plaster it out of context all over their headlines the next hour. But you know what? We generally think that he does a great job, and I think that he often acts. Do the American people get it? Do they see it? And you know what, Howie? I really think they do. I think that it's become very, very obvious what, by and large, the mainstream media stands for and who they stand against, and it's thanks to the president.
You know, the Democrat women that want to be Joe Biden's vice presidential running mate, it's like they're running around the country auditioning in front of TV audiences. I want to play you a cut today from Senator Amy Klobuchar. She was on The View, of all play. You know what The View is all about.
They think
Jill Biden is a brain surgeon. You know, they would have Jill Biden with her doctorate from a community college or the University of Delaware removing their appendix if they got sick, or at least they say they would. But anyway, let me play Amy Klobuchar this morning on The View and get your reaction. Cut 22.
Where are you in terms of how this has been handled, having gone through it yourself? Where do you stand about what you're hearing from the top people?
Well, I think it's all about science. We have to follow the doctor's advice and the scientist's advice. That's who we should be listening to at this point.
I just think so many people watch the president. He's the leader of our country. And when you see him, whether he's joking or not, literally looking at people and saying, basically implying, oh, you can chug bleach, or, you know, maybe we can inject some light into you. That is the exact opposite of what a leader should be doing.
This woman, Lara Trump, is a United States senator. She ran for president. She was a prosecutor in a large county in Minnesota, and she's saying that the president, quote-unquote, literally told people to, quote-unquote, chug bleach.
Wow. You know, she might want to go back to law school. She might want to go back and take a look at what the word literally means, because the president did not literally say that. That is completely ridiculous. And by the way, that's a dangerous thing to spread out there, that someone actually is suggesting that. I mean, how irresponsible could you possibly be? But let's get to a more, I guess, a broader point here, which is that Joe Biden has been very clear that he is going to have a woman as his running mate. And I think that as a woman, we should all be offended out there, women. We are not dumb. We do not need a woman on the ticket to vote for somebody. Guess what? We're smart enough to judge who the best person is for the job for ourselves, be it a man or a woman. But this is the general kind of pandering nonsense that the Democrats have become so great at, and I think it's getting really old, this shtick from them, and it's not lost on anybody what they're doing. So sadly, yes, that is Amy Klobuchar, a senator of the United States of America, saying the president literally said to chug bleach. I mean, I couldn't think of anything more ridiculous.
I know. And does the president watch Joe Biden's daily virtual town halls like the rest of us do? I mean,
well, if you watched it, you saw that Joe Biden was asleep for most of the one he had yesterday, where Hillary Clinton did most of the talking, and he was looking down at his notes the whole time there in the basement. He's done a great job of hiding out, Joe Biden, and that's probably to his benefit, because the second he opens his mouth, people really question what is going on with him and what exactly is wrong with him, because it's pretty clear something is wrong with him. No, I don't think the president has tuned in any of those, but we certainly have given him our thoughts and our updates from what we've seen.
Yeah, let's play one of the Joe Biden sound cuts from yesterday. He's talking about, I think he's talking about transparency here, but maybe you could do some translation for me afterwards. Cut 10.
We used to have those breakfasts once a week, we talked about a lot of things. And one of the things we did talk about is beyond foreign policy and family and all the things we talked about was about how, you know, government mattered and there had to be oversight. There had to be transparency. And the interesting thing that.
He had breakfast, Lara. That was my takeaway. He used to have breakfast.
In the family, we're talking about foreign relations, which wouldn't be surprising if you understand how much money his son Hunter supposedly got from foreign countries, including China. It's very hard to really string together what exactly Joe Biden is saying these days. And I think that's why his whole team is probably thrilled, again, that he's been hiding out in the basement. And then you see him how in all these softball interviews all across the country, looking down at his notes, and he still doesn't understand what he's supposed to say. They give him 30 seconds to put together some form of a sentence. It doesn't even work out. But we'll see how he does in the debates against President Trump. That'll be interesting.
And they won't ask him about this woman, Tara Reid. You know, she's got so much more corroboration than Christine Blasey Ford, who, like us, is a graduate of the public higher education system in North Carolina. She went to UNC like I did, and but this woman Tara Reid has told all these people, and she has her late mother videotape of her with on CNN asking what she should do, and the mainstream media won't even talk about it.
Well, yeah, that's because don't forget, you should believe all women when they accuse a Democrat of anything, because then it really doesn't matter, and then it's kind of swept under the rug and it's not a big deal. It's only when it's against a Republican, this president, someone that this president supports, don't forget that. Those are the rules, and that's why you haven't heard anything by and large from the mainstream media about this. But I think that Biden really does have some questions to answer. You know, I don't think this is going to go away for him. I think that people know the truth, and whenever the left gets in complete hysterics over, you know, very, very questionable accusations against now a Supreme Court justice that literally ruined this man's life, they attempted at every possible turn to ruin his life, they're going to just sweep this under the rug? I don't think so. I think everybody should be asking questions about this, and I certainly hope Biden addresses it.
As more corroborations came out, the Washington Post, here were two headlines in the Washington Post. Trump allies highlight new claims regarding allegations. And developments in allegations against Biden amplify efforts to question his behavior. This is the same newspaper, of course, that described al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, who committed genocide and organized mass rapes against Yazidi women as an austere religious scholar. So now it's just basically saying that every time there's more corroboration, that's just Republicans weaponizing allegations. It's the double standard is breathtaking, Lara Trump. I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you put up with
it. Well, you know what? I think that if there's one thing that everyone has to be able to give this president credit for, it's exposing the mainstream bias in this country. And it most people didn't understand how blatant it was before 2016, and maybe even before, you know, a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, maybe 2 months ago by that charge. But I think that now more than ever, it's become evident that there is a bias out there, and it is a very extreme bias, and it's very dangerous when people present themselves as journalists, as an unbiased party. They're supposed to report the news, and instead it is always something that is anti-Trump, anti-Republican. There's always a left-leaning slant to everything. It's not right. The number of stories that have been told about me, about my family, my husband, my father-in-law, I mean, my gosh, that are complete lies, completely false. I mean, I couldn't even keep track of it. But you know what? We always hold out the assumption that the right thing will happen in the end if you're a good person and you're doing the right thing. And you know what? We all just know that the truth comes out in the end, and that's why we're all still hanging in here and fighting for this country.
Lara Trump, thanks for being with us. The kids didn't start crying. The dogs didn't start barking. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lara Trump. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The U.S. Attorney for Boston just posted a list of more than 200 criminals that are trying to get out because of the nursing home panic of 2020. And a lot of them are Latin kings. They just arrested these guys. They just lugged them in down in New Bedford and Springfield and all over the damn place a couple of months ago. And now they're letting them go. It's just appalling. We're trying to get Mike Sullivan, the former U.S. attorney, to talk about this, what's been going on. I mean, some of them have been denied. They're letting out some of the Varsity Blue college scammers, too. It's ollie, ollie, oxen free, you know, like the old kids game. They're all just open up the jailhouse doors. Let them all go. 844-500-4242. We'll tweet out a link to the website. And I've got a column up about one of my old buddies who's trying to get out. Unbelievable. It's believable in what's going on, but it's not pleasant to contemplate these people who are getting out. What do you think of that list, Taylor?
A lot of familiar names. I was scrolling through it earlier today, and I wrote about a lot of these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big New Bedford angle to this story, right?
Sure is.
All right. We're on WBSM. That's one of our favorite affiliates down in New Bedford, and we'll get the news out. If you want if you think about this, we're WBSM. WBSM is on top of this story because we are WBSM. In addition to being WRKO and WGAN and WHYN and WXTK, we're all those stations. We love all of our affiliates, and today's a big day for big news in New Bedford. Big bad news. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I think Trump really needs to go on the offensive here and start calling out these governors that are dragging their feet on opening up their economies. because if we don't start reversing the direction, if he doesn't change the conversation and stop allowing himself to be trapped into these conversations about ventilators and swabs and everything else, he's got to be able to show some positive direction in the economy going into the election, or he's in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they have to get these states opened up, you know. And I mean, we're going to have Paul LePage from Maine on, the former governor of Maine, to talk about what's going on in the state of Maine, where there's yesterday there were 51 fatalities, half of them in nursing homes. And, you know, again, I mean, I'm sorry these 51 people are dead in Maine. I'm sorry there's, you know, 3,000 dead in Massachusetts. But again, it's basically a nursing home problem. And the average age in Massachusetts of the deaths is 82. And, you know, the governor of Massachusetts has got one of these nursing homes, the Holyoke Soldiers Home, 70 people are dead. And that's on him and his appointee, his political appointee, his campaign contributor. Yeah, I agree, Dave. I think you're on to something. I'm Howie Carr.